And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
So, right, second hour of the program, the Earshot 20. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we're now about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmund, Brian Cleveland in studio, and that fine gentleman is going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website. Oh, and by the way, don't count your chickens before they hatch.
No, don't. No, no more. Let's stop that. Let's stop the catchphrases right now.
No more catchphrases. No. I'm going to do them. I'm just going to see.
I thought that you made up catchphrases, not that you're just stealing idioms. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
You can also contact us, and we have some homes online. You can get us on email, earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20 is our home on Facebook, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways to get in contact with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do it for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release or whatever you're working on if you've got something. I really want someone to contact us and say, listen, I've got a brand new song I'm working on, and I want to debut it on the Earshot 20. That would tickle me pink if I were to use another catchphrase. No? No good? Okay.
No more.
No more. All right. The top 10 is coming your way in this hour of the program. We're also talking with Lucas Hicks from Sappy Fest. He's one of the individuals in charge and making things happen for that. So you'll hear a little bit more about what is going on for the music festival and music and arts festival. And one of the things that I was talking to Lucas about in the interview, and you'll hear a little bit more about this, but I found it really interesting that this year they're doing also a kids zone. The kids are actually going to be not only, like, it's not just, you know, your typical, oh, they can go do crafts. They're actually going to be making music. They're going to be involved in the music making process, which I find really neat, a neat concept for the festival. So very cool. Stephen Karlick also on the program again in this hour. We're going to be talking a little bit more about music news, and Brian's got your lowdown. But first, we'll kick it all off, and he'll let you know what's coming in at number 10.
Falling from number 4 to that spot is Bri Webb from the album Free Will. We're going to kick it off with Positive People. You're also going to hear Raw Milk by Parquet Core. They're at number 9, up from number 12. And their latest is called Sunbathing Animal. And jumping one spot to number 8 is The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer with a real fine mess. You're going to hear a track called Act Rage.
Couple of Positive People right here. Here's Bri Webb in at number 10 this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Postures of defeat. Are these postures of defeat? Red with laughter, half asleep. Are these postures of defeat? Brave onward, Madame Miranda. You face a council of despair, wired as an Irish harp. Animals inside your heart, flowers in your hair. And kisses, Mr. and Mrs. Positive People are making wishes. Postures of defeat. Are these postures of defeat? Bean counters and moonshiners, Pirates of the Quill. Industries of innuendo, innuendo pending. The want is the will. Positive people are ready and willing. Positive people are having children. Positive people are ready and willing. Positive people are having children. Strength through boredom. Strength through joy. You can't ignore them. You can't avoid positive people. Postures of defeat. Are these postures of defeat? Are these postures of defeat? Stay shy, dress cheap.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 9.
Dances for me.
number 8.
Was Act Your Age by The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer at number 8, up from number 9, and from the album A Real Fine Mess. Before that, you heard at number 9, up from number 12, Parquet Core from Sunbathing Animal Raw Milk. And kicking us off was Positive People by Bri Webb. That is from number 10, down from number 4, Free Will.
It's Earshot 20. We're going to take a break from the countdown and head to the phone line, chat with Lucas Hicks, and he is one of the folks in charge of putting together Sappy Fest. This is the 9th year for the festival, August 1st to the 3rd in Sackville, New Brunswick. And welcome, Lucas, to the Earshot 20.
Hey, thanks for having me, Anthony. It's great.
So this is a long-standing festival. 9 years, that's a pretty long time for this to be going on. What do you do every year to kind of keep it fresh and up and, you know, kind of current?
Well, we're always trying to present, live music in Sackville throughout the year and always looking for new ways to get involved, you know, in the music industry, et cetera. But it's great to just sort of have all of our friends who are willing to come out and do this, and they sort of keep it fresh on their own with their own end of things, I feel.
And you have a few venues that are involved. Tell us a little bit about the planning and organization that goes into this festival.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty extensive. I started work this year basically in January and worked straight through until the end of August. But we have a pretty good relationship with most of these sort of satellite venues, whatever. Obviously, the main stage tent is in downtown Sackville, and so that's something that we obviously set up on our own. But, you know, with the Legion or Thunder and Lightning, places like that, George's unfortunately won't be used this year, but usually in the past it is. We have a great relationship where we sort of expect to just do it there, you know, because it makes sense and people really love going back there year after year. So it's pretty easy, but I mean, it takes time. So, you know, over the course of many, many months, we sort of put it together as I remember how to do it, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
And I've been mentioning this over the course of the last couple of weeks, and we'll continue to talk about it. We've actually had an opportunity to interview some of the artists. Today, Free Love Fenner was on the program. Last week, we spoke with Ott, but you've got all kinds of artists. You have Baja Bulat, Cousins, Constantines, Bri Webb. There's just all kinds. What's it take to get all these artists to, you know, agree or even to reach out to them and put together this kind of lineup?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it goes back to basically all of these people are in one way or another, our friends are very closely connected to us, so reaching out to them is never a problem. And for the most part, you know, we put submissions out just after the festival ends, and then we get over, you know, this year we had over 200, almost 300 submissions. So, you know, maybe 20% of the artists come from there, and the others are just, well, for this year, what I was thinking of, you know, and reaching out to those folks. We generally do things on a bi annual base, sort of like, you know, every 2 years we'll have the same act back just to keep it fresh. And so it really, that kind of helps, especially with knowing what people are coming out here to see year after year, you know, Bri Webb and Cousins, these bands. And then, you know, you throw some new ones in there who are popping up, like Odd and Free Love Fenner. So, you know, it really just takes talking to them and trying to work out a deal that's best. And luckily, people enjoy coming out here for the weekend so much that that's usually enough, you know, to get away from the usual feel of a music festival or a tour and kind of settle down in Sackville for a weekend. I think it's pretty fun for most artists. So it's not, you know, it's not too hard to get people to agree to do it, thankfully.
And on top of the music portion, there's always other satellite activities that are going on and things that are familiar or would be familiar to those who have attended in the past, some of your vendors and the zine fair and some of the other things. But I find the Kids Corner Power Jam to also be kind of cool and unique in terms of getting the kids involved, not only just on a festival level, but to actually have them producing some music.
Yeah. You know, it's important for me. When I got involved with the festival, I was a 14-year-old, you know, kid, basically, here in Sackville. And that was one of the first ways that somebody like myself could get involved. So I think offering that up is amazing and can open so many doors for people here, just to know that we are extremely accepting of all ages and encourage people to take this route, you know, whatever that is, playing music or being artistic or working in the music business. You know, we encourage it 100%, and I think it's a good offering.
Well, SavvyFest.com, all the information you're ever going to need about this festival is right there. And of course, you can go to SavvyFest.com/tickets to get tickets. And full weekend passes and a limited number of day passes are available for this music festival. You're not going to want to miss it. Lucas, thanks very much for taking the time to chat with us.
Thanks for having me.
And of course, don't forget to head over to the Earshot 20 Facebook page. That's Earshot 20, Facebook.com/Earshot20, rather. And you can enter a contest to win 2 weekend passes to Savvy Fest 9. Like our page, like the photo that is pinned to the top of our wall, and you will be entered. Stick around. There's a lot more on the way. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in next.
You're going to hear from Effed Up and a track called Touchstone at number 7. Up from number 17 is Glass Boys. And dropping one spot to number 6 this week is Pink Mountaintops from the album Get Back, a track called 16.
Yeah.
with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number six.
People stood around instead. We were racing past the walls, outside the bars of innocence. We could steal it all. While the people stood around and stared, we were racing past the walls, outside the bars of innocence. We could steal it all. 16 was the sound, smashing glass just for kicks, and running from the columns down Yates and Douglas Strip. I'll break the circles, baby, I'll chase them underground. Swirling rage rose above the bottom of this town, and all we want tonight is to fall in love neath the midnight sky. When the morning bell starts ringing,
was 16 by Pink Mountaintops. Down One Spot is their album Get Back, and at number 7 up from number 17 was Effed Up from the album Glass Boys, Touchstone.
Our number 2 of the Earshot 20, and taking a quick break from the charts again to catch up with Stephen Karlick, who is stationed in Toronto. At Exclaim, we have your music news to bring you and some more in this hour of the program. We kick things off with news about Perfume Genius, and they're putting out a new LP.
Yes, Perfume Genius is a Seattle pop songwriter named Mike Hadrius. He has released 2 albums so far. His first album came out as a means for him to express things that came up in therapy for him, and he found it easiest to set it to music. He plays piano and sings quite beautifully. His new LP will be his third. It's called Too Bright, and according to a press release, is, quote, less self-conscious and less concerned with storytelling and easily digested melodies. The record is described as being reminiscent of Kate Bush's The Dreaming or Scott Walker's Tilt. It was recorded with Portishead's Adrian Utley and features John Parrish on several tracks. Hadrius has also said that the album is inspired by, quote, an underlying rage that has slowly been growing since 10 and has just begun to bubble up. So don't expect the album to be any less fiery than his last few. The album will be out on September 23rd, courtesy of Matador. The track listing is available online. You can find it now. He will be on tour, and he has a new single called Queen that you can hear online as well. So that's exciting news.
Something to look forward to. I see in that tour list as well, just one Canadian date so far, but maybe they'll add more.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
So we'll move on, of course. Keeping in the theme of albums, we have Drake, who is one of our top 10 for the Polaris Prize shortlist, and he's revealed a new album title.
Yes, less than a year after coming out with Nothing Was the Same, which is the album that is now shortlisted for the Polaris Prize, Drake has announced the name of his new album. It will be called, apparently, Views from the Six. The news comes from Billboard, who reported that recording hasn't yet begun in earnest, so it might be a while before we hear it. But Drake did release a track recently called 0 to 100, in which he rapped, "We already got Spring 2015 poppin', PND droppin', Reps Up P droppin', Majid Jordan droppin', OB droppin', not to mention me droppin'." So he is referring to Party Next Door, first of all, who will have his second album coming out on July 29th. He also refers to Majid Jordan, who is OVO's most recent signing. His first EP, Place Like This, will be out on July 22nd. They're both quite good artists. I would encourage anyone who's into Drake to check them out. But Drake himself, he promises that he's got a new one coming out. So fingers crossed that won't be that'll come sooner than later.
Well, it will be dropping.
It will
at some
be.
Point.
He,
yeah,
he said. So there you go.
right from the horse's mouth. All right, that will do it for the news. And Stephen, as always, we're going to turn it over to you for your song pick of the week. And of course, thank you very much again for joining us this week.
Thank you. So my song pick this week is by an artist called Default Genders, originally named Dead Girlfriends, felt that was in bad taste, and changed his name to Default Genders. He also used to be called Elite Gymnastics. He is a good friend of Grimes, and he came out with a 4-song EP last year that he recorded himself. It was really quite excellent. It didn't get the attention I thought it deserved. For anyone who's into sort of that kind of bedroom recording, not entirely unlike something like Bright Eyes or something like Her Space Holiday, then this might be something that will definitely appeal to you. The song is called Stop Pretending. It's from the new Default Genders album, and you're going to hear it right now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Tell me Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring White Lung, Morrissey and the Smiths, Jenny Lewis, Tanya Tagak, Royksopp and Robin, Mastodon, Absol, and more. On the airwaves, in Exclaim boxes, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
On air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 5.
Festival season is upon us, and one you're not going to want to miss is Sappy Fest in Sackville, New Brunswick. The two-day music and arts event happens from August 1st to the 3rd, and this year features artists such as Bajaboulat, Bri Webb, Cousins, Constantines, Free Love Fenner, Julie Dwaron, Ott, P.S. I Love You, and more. Sound like a great weekend of music? Well, that's because it is. You can win tickets right here on the Earshot 20. Just visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/earshot20 for contest details and to enter. Win yourself a free pass to Sappy Fest happening August 1st to the 3rd in Sackville, New Brunswick, right here on the Earshot 20. And for more information, visit the event website at sappyfest.com.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
And you just heard Bad, Bad, Not Good from their album 3. Dropping from number 3 to number 5 is the track Triangle. You also heard from Cousins. And before that, The Halls of Wickwire is their latest at number 4. Down from number 2, and you heard a track called What's Your Name closing out that set of music.
I didn't think the show could be any more jam-packed, but it will be because we still have one more segment to bring you before this hour is complete. And that is the, well, I don't want to give it away because Fantastic Robot Voice tells you what the segment is. But I will tell you that we are letting you know some of the albums that are charting below the top 20 but have entered the charts. And of course, if you know, if you visited earshot-online.com, you know we take the top 20 from the national top 50. This segment is a look at what's debuting below the top 20, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
10 debuts this week below the top 20. Kicking off the Lowdown this week is Typical System, the second album from Melbourne post-punk five-piece Total Control at number 48. Following that release at number 46 is the debut album from young R&B soul pop singer Sam Smith, who won the BBC Sound of 2014 poll. That record is entitled In the Lonely Hour. At number 45 is Timbuktu's How Huge, The Legend of Howard Huge, the sophomore solo album from London, Ontario-based underground hip-hop artist and member of the Backburner Crew. Amor Planeta is the fourth album from Vancouver-based global fusion trio Pacifica at number 44. Cracking the charts at number 42 is the latest from Old Crow Medicine Show entitled Remedy. The album is number 8 for the Nashville-based Grammy-winning new folk bluegrass outfit. Viet Cong finds the multiple format and remastered re-release of their former tour-only format-aware titled Cassette on Mexican Summer at number 40. And number 35 is the latest album from Americana folk rock group The Felice Brothers entitled Favorite Waitress. The record is the first for new label Dual Tone and the first recorded in a proper studio. Lydia Ainsworth's first EP and new release for Montreal's Arbitus Records is called Right From Real Part 1 and comes in at number 31. Number 27 finds Halifax Garage Pop Combo Monomist debut full-length record on Mint Records entitled Saturnalia Regalia. And closing out the lowdown at number 24 is the third album of ambient R&B from American singer-songwriter Tom Quill, also known as How to Dress Well.
Thanks for that, Brian. And so many names on there I find really entertaining this week. I couldn't even pick just one. I just love them all. There's something about something Crow. I wasn't really paying attention that well to be able to pick it all up, but something about Crow on there. Will you read it again?
It's Old Crow Medicine Show.
Love it.
You don't know about this band?
No, but it's my favorite band now.
Great.
They are my favorite. They're going to
add Anthony to their fan list.
Exactly. I should get on all their tours. So now we have three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete and another countdown done. And I'd like to thank Stephen Karlick again for joining us this week. One of the things that we talked about that didn't get on the air, more just like a sort of, we were just conversing, was the rollout of the Weird Al. And he was like, you know, I sat down to listen to the album and I started listening to it. And he said, I got about like 15 or 30 seconds in and thought, there's no way that I could listen to this entire album all in one sitting. So brilliantly of Weird Al to actually release them one at a time with a very entertaining music video to go along with it. So I've been watching them every day. If you don't know about them, check them out. I think that guy's brilliant. Not only does he make fun of some of the biggest pop songs that are charting right now across the nation, across the world, but it's very, very entertaining. And I know you've watched some of them.
I have seen a couple of them.
Do you know the songs that they're making fun of? Okay. All right.
Just because I don't like songs doesn't mean I'm not aware of them.
Word crimes is my favorite. All right. Three more tracks to bring you. We're going to start it off with number 3, Work Our Way Up. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in that spot.
All right. Moving up for number 6, it's White Lung from Deep Fantasy. Here is In Your Home.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
And crowning the charts for the eighth week in a row, it was Chad Van Gillen at number one from the album Shrink Dust. You heard Frozen Paradise. Before that, you heard from Owen Pallett, Infernal Fantasy, a track from In Conflict at number two, up for number seven. And jumping to number three for number six was White Lung and their newest record, Deep Fantasy. You heard a track called In Your Tome.
There you have it. Top 20 done again for another week. Thanks for tuning in. And I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland in studio. We do this every week from Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here. The Earshot 20 is Canada's national countdown show. We get the charts from Earshot magazine. It's earshot-online.com. The top 20 comes from the national top 50, and we thank them and all of the stations that chart, which make this show possible. We're also syndicated on 24 other campus and community and online radio stations, and we thank them all very much for airing this program. And you can find us a couple other ways. Radio4all.net, search Earshot 20. You can download the program. That's radio4all.net. You can also podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in, and join us next week for a brand new countdown and all kinds more. Stick around. There's a lot more on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.